Well, he did look like Yoda. He smoked in every music school I ever saw illegally, this magnificent long-handled European cigarette. He was a person of incredible class and refinement and nuance, and he used the most beautiful images for things. And he opened up, you know, my concept of many things to beauty, you know, beauties that I had never suspected. Like even in Mozart, you know, he'd sort of tap along the harmonic rhythm in Mozart, and you'd be listening to a harmony, go to another harmony, go to another harmony, go back and forth, and then suddenly Mozart would elongate the harmonic rhythm, right? Send it adrift, so there'd be like 12 bars, and he would just send you, then he would make you notice how everything went aloft. And he had a way of describing and creating those moments that you found things in the music you never imagined. And he could be a real pain also. He said some he was very good at insults also. You know, like once I played for him the Eroica variations, and I was very proud of how I'd played because I managed, it's a hard piece. And he looked at me and he said, "You need to learn the difference between character and caricature." And then, ouch. And he was good. He was good with the, you know, the quick takedown. You know, I ended up loving him so much that it was almost dangerous. You know, that I just idolized him as a musician. And I had to. After a while, you have to leave these teachers, no matter what they gave you.